Wednesday night, sub-state semifinal game for the Scott City Beavers is going to be one that they'll remember for a long time. Just how it was and defensive it was, a physical game. The Beavers would find a way to win at 39-35. They trailed for most of this night. Their early lead was at 2-0. They did not lead until the fourth quarter when they went on a 10-0 run there and ended up with a 31-27 lead in the fourth quarter. They trailed by 8 in the third, 9 in the second quarter, but still hung around. They finally got into the paint. They got to the foul line, and they were down by 33-31, about halfway through the fourth quarter, or 2.5 to go. They would go with 4 in a row to take a 2-point lead late. Andale will tie it. And then Brooks Bailey's runner on the left baseline with 2 seconds to go gave Scott City the lead. Andale will throw it away off the inbounds. The Beavers would hit 2 more free throws and win this one 39-35 in a thriller. Scott City wins their first sub-state game in 2 years, and they will play in their first sub-state championship game since 2017. And that was played at home in Scott City. This time they'll have to go to Tawanda Circle on Saturday afternoon. But I tell you what, it should be a fun one for Scott City. Enjoy this ride. They knock off a really good Andale team that was 15-5 on the year. And Scott City now 11-10. They won back-to-back games. But persistence paid off for Scott City tonight. And they played poised once again down the stretch, really for a second game in a row. And that's what won them the ball game. Their composure was there. And they get to play one more game as Jackson Rumford had 9 of his 17 points in the fourth quarter as he went to 5 of 6 in line in the fourth quarter. Scott City in that final 8 minutes after only 4 free throws in the first 3 quarters would go 7 of 10 down the stretch and win it here 39-35 over a good Andale team, and it's on to Tawanda Circle on Saturday.